We're learning a Masechtas Ma'akad Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going on the kasha that it asked if Mashke Mayim Lizron is either Chayrish or Zereya, why is the Mishnah say that you'll have to be Mashke based on Shlochan and Shemitah? Shemitah, there's an Issa Deraisa of Zereya Sanchal Esidra, there's an Issa Deraisa of Chayrisha, Rashi says, Bechayrish of Akatsa Tishbais. How could they be matted to Mashka based on Shlacha Meshvi? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. By Mayin, we understand it's Mishim Tirchem, it's a Davra Oven. However, we understand that. But by Shvius, we don't understand. By Ansik or Shvius was Manazez Durabanan. And a male, they'll mat him Mishim Seder because the whole Shmita is Durabanan, is Manazez. And Rava says, even if it goes like Durabanan of Redi, that hold the Shvius was Manazez Duraisa, but only Aves are also not Toles. The Aves are Zeriya and Chavisha itself, but the Toldos of Zeriya and Chavisha are Mutter, are not Deraisa, and the Mela, that's why Chazal can be matter it. And how does he know that only Aves are also not Toldos? He says, Mechte Zmiya b'chal Zeriya, u'betzira b'chal Tzira. He says, Sadchalei Sizra, that's Zeriya, v'karmachalei Sizmar, that's a Toldos of Zeriya. And then it says, Es Sviach Ketzirchalei Siksar, that's Ketzira. And then it says, "Is imven is vechalei sivsa." That's betzira, which is the tolda of ksira. Why would it have to say the tolda of zriya, which is zemira, and the tolda of ksira, which is betzira? To teach you, these are the only toldas that you chayiv, but the rest of the toldas are not deraisa. Ad kan the sugya segemar. So I want to discuss the issur of ksira on shvius. Bring down a machlekes rishenim, a shailam rishenim lagavi the issur of ksira. And had it stimming it with the sugya. Because this sugya is mavur, that the malacha of ktsira is asur on shvius, and therefore the malacha of betzira would be a tolda, would also be asur, and the fact that it says betzira teaches you that toldas aren't asur. Now on the pasuk, as sviach ketzircha leisitzar, vis invin is recha leisivzar. Right? That there's an isur of ketzira, and the Gemara calls it sviach ketzircha. What's sviach? Rashi says, something which you didn't plant but grows on its own. It's still an issa leisiksar. And Rashi explains leisiksar. Rashi says in Chumash, li is magzaba kashar kotzer, lehefke yulakal. It doesn't sound like there's an isser to do the maisa ktsira. Leisiksar means li is magzaba kashar kotzer, lehefke yulakal. Invi nizirecha leisivsar. Rashi types like this. What's nizirecha? Nizirecha means something which nazarta vefash melamem vloyif karta. That you watched it, you guarded it. You prevented people from taking it. Leisivsa means Eisam ain't a baitse. You're not allowed to be baitse that. Elamin amufker. So again, Rashi's saying a sviach ketzircha leisivsa means you can't be machzik in it like yours. Inve nizirecha leisivsa, Rashi teaches the word nizirecha meaning something which is guarded. And leisivsa means you can't cut it altogether, only minahefker. Now the Ramban there says that Rashi doesn't mean that once you guard it becomes asir. That's a machlekes Yishenim in regard to Shemitah. If let's say you were over the isser of being mafke the field and you guard it, you didn't let anyone take it, does that make it asir b'achila? The Ramban says Rashi holds it does not. When he says this, inven izrecha leisivsa means don't harvest your grapes when it's nizirecha, when it's being guarded. Make sure to be mafkir it, and then harvest it together with everyone else. So it's kind of saying the same thing in a different way. As Sviach Ketzircha Leisiksa is talking about things that grew by itself, and saying Leisiksa meaning, don't harvest it in the way that a Bailam harvests it, you have to be mafkir it. And the second thing is, Invin Izrecha Leisivsa means, if you're guarding it, don't harvest it. In other words, harvest it without guarding it, harvest it with the Eifin of Hefker. The Ramban holds very similarly. He just says that nizirecha means that it grew by itself. He says, why is that way? So it's saying exactly the same thing. Just the whole psukim there are saying sadna and kerem. Sheishanim tizra sadecha v'sheishanim tizma kamecha. V'shana shviya shasivzot sadcha leisizra kamecha leisizma. Asviya ketzircha leisiksa zimizrecha leisivsa. It's paralleling sadna and kerem. And it means the same thing. Sviya Ketzircha means what grew by itself. You can't be kaitzed, meaning you can't keep it for yourself. You have to be kaitzed together with everyone else. As Invin Izrecha means the grapes that grew by themselves, you can't be kaitzed for yourself. You have to do it for everyone else. At the end of the Shtickler of Man, he brings in the Teres Kainim, it says like this. as if it is Rechel Leisivzer, min Hashama Ba'aretz Yatu Beitzer, Aval Atu Beitzer Min Amufker. Saying, you can't be Beitzer if it's guarded, you can be Beitzer when it's Hefker. Leisivzer, Kederich HaBeitzer, Mikan Amru, Te'enim Shal Shviyas, En Kaitz Aitzer Min Mekzaya, the figs of Shviyas, you can't cut them with a kli, which is normally used for cutting. Vein derchem an oven begas. You can't press the grapes in this big wine press. Al derch bareva. You put them in a pail and you press them there. So Rabban says the end of the Torah's kainim is a the Torah's kainim means min a muvzah at the base of the base of a means, and this is the sheet of Rav Yishainim that there's no issur of eating something which is shamer. It's just you're not allowed to be shamer it. So it means you can't be beitzer it. Like an owner, you have to mafker it. And that it says you can't use a mikzaya, and you can't be derech levin begas, but you're derech barev, and that's a smach the midarabonim. You don't use these big kalim in order to remind you not to come to shimur vasifas peiris. So what comes out from the Ramban, and seemingly from Rashi, that the isser lav of sadchel, of a sphere tzirchel is sixiv, in tzirchel is sixiv, so the lav is to be mafzik et kabaylam and not be mafkirit. And to be kaitzit kederech ha-kaitzim, that's an issa derabanan, that the Torah's kainim is an asmachta. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah Perek Dal and its mavur holds exactly the opposite. In Hilchos Shemitah Perek Dal, Lach Aleph, he says like this, v'zeh shenem er svir ketzirch ole sikzer, shle yikzer kederech she-kaitzim b'chol shana. When it says a svir ketzirch ole sikzer, it doesn't mean you can't cut it. You can cut it. You can cut it and eat it. You can't cut it the way you cut it every year. Like it. Then you get malchus, kagayin. Let's say you cut the entire field, and you made a big pile, and you made disha with a bakar, so that was what you did the whole year, then you get malchus. He doesn't say anything about not being mafgirit. Let's say you went down to the field, you mafgirit. But no one came, and you come, and you cut the entire field, and you make a creed, and you dash bakar. Zak the Rambam, you get Malkus. You mean either on the lav is Svik Tzirchel Isikzer. Now, the kaitzah mad mad v'chayvid v'eichel, you kaitzah a little bit, you just kaitzah a little bit, and you bang it, and you eat it. You don't make a whole big production. And you get Malkus if you do. And in Halachach of Beis, he says about the Peris also, Peris sheyetze ilim b'shviyas le'yesem kaderech sheyeseh b'chal shana, shenemes inviz rechel isivzer. And if you did, like it. So the Rambam holds faket from the Rambam. The Torah's Kainim says like this: as even as Rechel leisivzar, min hashama baritzi at the beitzer, aval the beitzer min amufker leisivzar, kederech habeitzer. Mikan amru teinim shel shviyas and kaitzer leisim mekzay v'derech anav megasel v'derech v'arevo. So the Torah's Kainim says two things. He says leisivzar means min amufker and min hashama at the beitzer at the beitzer min amufker. You can only cut from things that are guarded. You can't cut from things. Only things cut things that are mufka. You can't cut from things that are guarded. And then he says leisivse kederech shabaitzim. And that's why it says you have to be mishana from the derech shabaitzim. The Ramban says that the ikur drasha of Torah's Kainim is the first drasha. That this is a law of the raisa to make sure to be mafka. Don't be kaitzur to be baitzur like a bailam. That it says you have to be mishana, that's an asmachtim nerabonik deshlev and deshim vasifas peiris. The Rambam says punk faket. The Rambam says if you do it kederech asifas peiris, then you'll like him. And then the Rambam in Alcha Chavdal it says, mitzis asay, lahashmet kol mashatayt zaretz b'shviyah, shnema b'shviyah sishmetenu tashna. So mitzis asay, all the peiris shviyahs you have to leave hefker. V'chol anoyel karmah sedei b'shviyahs bitl mitzis asay, v'chein. It must have called Pereza Latech Beisai. It's Bitl Mitzvah's essay. Eliafka called Viana called Shavimbai. So he says that someone who goes and gathers all the Pereza's and does not anyone take them is Eivra Mitzvah's essay. Does not get Malchus. When do you get Malchus? When do you Eivra the lav of a Svir Katsircha Leisigzar? When you Kaitzer in the Eifen of Kalashana Kula, like you Kaitzer Kalasad of Ahemet Kivadash Bebakar. Very interesting to Machlaikis Vishainim. The Ramban, like Rashi HaTorah, learns the pasuk of Svir Ketzircha Leisivzer, Nizach Leisivzer means be mafka them. It's a lav, don't take them for yourself, be mafka them. And the Isser of being Kaitzik Echol HaShanah, the Ramban says is an asmachta. The Rambam learns Svir Ketzircha Leisivzer means, and this is how we learn the Torah's Kainim, and that's the Ikab Shat, means don't do what you do Kedera Kol Hashana, and if you do, you get Malkus. That's the law of the race. It's not an Asmachta. Being Mafka them, that's the Asmachta. That's only an Asay. You don't get Malkus. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shincha Ches V'Shem, that says exactly like the Rambam Kedarka. Now let's see the Gemara here. The Gemara says Mechdei. Zemira b'chalal zemira, ubetziru b'chalal tziru, l'malach z'kas v'nir rachman. L'mei mahani told us, mechayev v'chnais v'loi mechayev. So when the Gemara is discussing betziru and tziru, the Gemara is clearly discussing a malacha of betziru and tziru. If the yisayin adavar is to be mafgir, so the Gemara is not, there's no drasha for that. There's no isin, not tziru, not betziru, they're both perfectly mutim in their isa. The isir is when you're not mafgir. So now they do a toldus and avais. Ravish Apella, the Gemara is mefurish, not like the Ramban. The Gemara is mefurish here, mechtei, zmira b'chlal zmira, and then b'tzira b'chlal k'tzira, that there's isim lacha. So according to the Rambam here, there's an isim lacha to do a kederich kol shana. So he's saying, it says isim lacha b'k'tzira, we should know the toldus of b'tzira. But according to Rashi and the Ramban, that the din of esfira k'tzirich lay sikser, as imis and sifser means to be mafka them, Vashtein this Gemara, Amar Shapel. So, Ka'ein this Kasha, I found in the Torah Zeram, in Masech Tashvi's Perches Mishnevav, on the Rash. The Rash learns that this din, that the Mishnah says, that you can't be Kaitse Gederach Kol Hashana, is only when you're not Mafkir. That's the third Shita. It's only when you're not Mafkir. If you're not Mafkir, then you have an Issa. If you're Mafkir, you can be Kaitse whatever way you want. So, Chayit Shver, this is the Torah Zeram's Kasha. If it's a malacha, like the Gemara implies, it shouldn't make any difference if you're mafkirt or not mafkirt. The Yisurim malacha by Shvi has nothing to do with being mafkirt. Hazak the Teir Yisram, to answer the Rash, he says, even according to the Rambam, there's two separate dinim in Ksira and Betzira. Because we mentioned the Rambam in Perek Dalet, that talks about a lav of Ksira when you do a Kederach Kol Shana, and a lav of Betzira when you do a Kederach Kol Shana. There's also a Rambam in Alacha, in Perek Aleph. The Rambam says like this: Mitzvah Saseh Lishvus may avoid this arts, avoid this ilam b'shana shvius. There's a mitzvah say not to do malacha on the land or on the tree to be shavus and avoid this arts ilam b'shana shvius. And then he says, v'chala oisim malacha avoid this arts ilam b'shana zu bittul mitzvah say. That's first of all. He's mevatul mitzvah say v'shav sarit shabbos l'Hashem. Shnah shabbos in yil arts. Fine, and that's Zriya and Zmiri. So far I didn't say Ktsira yet, right? But there's a lav derais of doing Avedas Aretz. And then Alok Avezi says, Ein Elokim in a Torah El Al Zriya V'Al Zmira V'Al Ktsira V'Al Betzira. And that's Ramesh Avasugya, that the only time you Aver is if you do Zriya or Zmira, or Ktsira Betzira. And Chavishi also is not Malkus, Chavishi is an Asay. But Al Kolpanim, so you only either a like a minatayr is Zri and Zmira and Ktsira and Mitzira, all the other toldos are derabana. So here he's discussing Avedas Aretz. He's not discussing Bechlal, what to do with the Paris. He didn't get to that yet. Perek Aleph is about Avedas Aretz. So Ktsira and Mitzira now have a malacha Letzarech Aretz. He says, and it's Bedafka when you're doing a Letzarech Aretz. When you're doing Avedas Aretz Ilonis. He's discussing doing malacha of Avedas Aretz and Ilanis, and which malachas of Avedas Aretz and Ilanis is Aser? The lav is only on Zriya Zmira and Ktsira and Betzira. Zog the Teir Zeram, he's talking about a Zak Ktsira and Betzira, which you're doing it for the land or for the tree, Avedas Aretz and Avedas Ilan. And there he doesn't say anything about doing Kederach Kol Shana. He says, you're not going to do Avedas Aretz and Ilan, which Avedas Aretz V'Ilan specifically are Aser, that you get Malkus? You're only Aver and you get Malkus on Zriya, Zmira, Ktsira, Mitzira. That's Avedas Aretz V'Ilan. It doesn't say anything about doing Kedera Kol Shana. So what is the Pshat? That you're doing the Ktsira and the Mitzira in order to facilitate the Zriya and the Karka. You're not gathering the fruit. You're doing a Ktsira like a Zaymer, like this type of thing. You're doing a katsira or a betzira to facilitate the growth of the fruit, to make an avoid of arts, to make that you should be able to use the arts or the ilan. That's Perek Aleph. And Perek Dalet is discussing another issue. He's discussing the issue of gathering the fruit. And there's a din, according to the Rambam, that when you gather the fruit, even if you mafka them, if you do it kederach kol shana yaleika, and that's a din in the harvesting. The Rambam in Perek Aleph is discussing the farming, the creating the crop. And if you do tzira and betzira to create the crop, to facilitate the growth of the crop, that's a lot of tzira and betzira, that's a vaydas art. The Rambam in Perek Dalet is talking about harvesting. The way to harvest on Shemitah, if you do a kederach kol shana, according to the Rambam, it's a lot of the raisa. That was in the Chazanish, says it's also in the first. The Chazanish is discussing what it means, Ksir B'tzir V'Esugim. He says, Avadivei Rambam, Perek Alef Halacha Beis U'Gimel, Uperek Dalet Halacha Alef Halacha Chav Beis. Mamish brings down both Rambams. Both the Rambam, Perek Alef Halacha Beis U'Gimel, that's the Rambam that we just mentioned. Then he says it's a mitzvah that if you do avoidness of Eretz Ve'ilon, you're over alive. That's halacha beis. And gimel, you're only over the lav on zriya and zmira and ktsira and betzira. And then perek dal halacha aleph halacha beis is talking about the that there's an iser to do zriya, to do ktsira, kederach kol shana. So he says like this, avdiv ram perek aleph halacha beis u gimel, perek dal halacha aleph halacha beis mavur, the ktsira u betzira, la'avaydis ha'aretz la'avaydis ilam la'ikan alayim. It's really not ktsira and betzira. It's a told of zrei and neteya, because you're not doing it to harvest the ground, to harvest the fruit. You're doing it because you want to do some aveda in the ground. But the Torah chayav aleihem, and the Torah makes a special chiyav on them. Then he says the Rambam pretty much says this in Perek Dalet. Listen to the Rambam's lashon exactly. And again, in Perek Aleph, he says there's an iser of avodas haaretz, and in Halacha Beis he says the only avodah you like on is zriya, zemira, ktsira, and betzira, and that's from avodas haaretz. Now listen to Perek Dalet. Zeh shenemer svir ktsira chol esikso shli yitzur kederek shekaitzur kol shana v'mkatzur kederek shekaitzur kol shana loika kagayin shekatzur kol asada v'hemet kri v'dash bebakar. Svir ktsira chol means don't harvest it the way you harvest it every year. If you did it, in other words, you did the entire field and made a big pile, and did disha with the cattle. Oy! Shekotza la'avayda sa'aretz kamesha bi'arnu. And that's also leika. So he says there's two things. There's kotza, kadarish shekol shana, kotza kol aset of emek tkiri v'shvakar. Oy! Shekotza la'avayda sa'aretz kamesha bi'arnu. Where did he explain it? In Perek Aleph. And he says the same thing in Halacha of Beis when he gets to Betzira. He says, two things. Lavayda se'ilan means to facilitate the growth of the ilan, or you baitse gederech habaitsim. So, in the din of esvir ketzir chalei sikzer, esvir ketzir chalei sikzer, there's two completely different halachas. One is the halacha when you're doing lavayda se'aretz and lavayda se'ilan. That's what it says in the Torah Zerum, that's what it says in the Chazanish. That's what's Meduyik Mishtayik in the Rambam. And that's Tamoser. It's Avodas Haaretz, Avodas Ilan. And that's what Agmar is talking about. And there's another one. There's the Isser about harvesting. Harvesting at Derech Kol Shana is another Isser. Now Mitzad Malacha. So Zak, the Torah Zerum, that answers the Rash. We ask the Kasha and the Rash. If the Gemara is Mavur Tzalz Malacha, so why are you saying it's only also by Meshumer and not by Mufker? Tezot Tumatud of Isurim. The Rash is talking about the Is of Kedera Kol Shana. That's not like doing Malacha. That has to do with the gathering. The Rambam holds that's Asa even if you're Mafker it. The Rash holds only Asa if you're also Mishamer it. Come to us, I think the three Shittas in Rishayim about this Isra of gathering. The Ramban holds the Ikir Isra is that you're not Mafker it. Gathering Kedera Kol Shana is an Asmachta. The Rambam holds the Ikir Isra is that you're gathering Kedera Kol Shana. Not being Mafker it's only an Asay. The Chinuch holds you need both to be over. You need that you should not be mafkrit, and you should do a kederach kol shana. Not the chenach, I mean the Rash. The Rash holds you need both to be over, but I'll go upon him. All this is discussing the din of ktsir and betzir, which is the issa of gathering. But Zogman, the Rambam holds, is another issa, avay desaretz. So mainly you can learn the Rash that way, like Tarish Rambam says, mainly can learn the Rambam and Rash also that way. This two separate issurim. Rashi is discussing the issa and the pasuk of the gathering. And that's what the Rambam's discussing. And there they say the Isser is that you're not mafkirit, not that you're gathering kederach kol shana. There happens to be another Isser, avodas haaretz of ksira and betzira. That they're not discussing. And Chaim Knievsky and Derech Emunah in Perek Aleph of Katni Gimel, he also discusses this. In the Bi'alacha there, he discusses, where do you see both Yisurim from the Pesukim? It's a Bissel Sher. Palakapanim is two separate Yisurim, like we explained. And now this Gemara is going on the Avedis Aretz one, and that would answer, there's another issue in the Rishayim, there's another issue of Ksirim Betzira, of the harvesting, and there the Shaila is, the Ramban and Rashi learned the Isser is that you're not Mafkir, the Rambam learns the Isser is that you're doing Kedar Kol Shana, not being Mafkir is an essay, and the Rashi learns the Isser is, A, that you're not Mafkir, and that you've been Kaitzer Kedar Kol Shana. Okay? But then besides for that, there's an Isser Malachim, and that's only when you're doing a Lavoidus Aris, Lavoidus Ilum, you're doing it to facilitate the growth, and that's what Agamar is talking about. And now let's go Levite in this Gemara. Like we said, Machloek is Abaye and Rava. Abaye seems to hold that watering the plants and Shvius would be an Issa Deraisa, and the reason why it's Mutu Mashke Beis Shlochem is goes like Rebbe. Rebbe Ol Shvius was Manazer is the Rabbanan, and that's why they were Mekel, otherwise Deraisa. But Rava holds that all the Tolas are the Rabbanan, and the Gemara brings along Braisa about how the Yelunah from the Psukim, all these Tolas, and the Gemara answers me, the Rabbanan, Ukras Machta Ba'alma. So, come this the way Rava learns the Mishnah. The whole din of Mashke Mayim is Ram and Shvius is an Issa Derabbanan. Midiraisa, there's no such Issa. And Mela, that's why the Rabbanan were matted. Now, Pashtas, why were the Rabbanan matted as Issa Derabbanan by Beis HaShlachim? Because of Seda. And as I state in the Rambam, Hilchashmita Perak Alpha Locha Yud. Minai Tiru Kol Elu. Shem Lo Yashke Tasarits Malecha. Vyamas Kol Echaba. Vyel Vyissa Dvarim Elu Ketsa Midivreim. Lagazar Ol Elu. The Rambam says clearly, he goes to Rava, the only thing that's us in Midaraisa is Zriya and Zmira and Ksira and Betzira. Everything else is us in Midarabanan, and when this is said, the Rabbanan were Kaiser. And the Rambam is very Midarik that only based on Shlachan's Mutter and Shvius. The Rava Mishnayis says that by Shvius it's Mutter even to Yimashka Sad the Beis Abal. Very interesting. And Taisus later on the Avavam Beis says, B'shem Rashi on the Mishnah, that also, it's mutter even based about, but he learns that Rashi, the Nira Vavam Beis, was chayzef for what he said on the Mishnah, and Lamaisi is only matter of Beis Shlachim. And Taisus also holds that way, and the Rambam also is Mavur, that's only Beis Shlachim. Now the Taisus Yandiv brings this, and he says, two time and why a Beis Shabbat would be mutter and Shemitah, either because they weren't chayzef by Shemitah Bechlal, or because when it's only for a week, so a Beis Shabbat can manage. If it's for an entire year, even a Beis Shabbat can't manage. Now it brings up in the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi was really discussing about whether you could be mashka by Shvius min Akilain or by Megah Shavim. See, the Ritva asked a kasha. Ritva asked the following kasha. He says, "So Kuntis, what's Rav is saying? Rav is saying that since all these tolders are there abundant, the Mela they were makel by Ashkas Mayim by Beis Shlachin, because it's there abundant." He says, so why were they asa by Nichush, by Lenachesh? HaMenachesh HaMashke Mayim Lizrom, the Gemara puts them together. So why is there a heta to be Mashke Mayim by Shvius, and there's no heta to Menachesh by Shvius? So the Dva says, I'll tell you why, because Nichush is a big tircha. By Ashkas Mayim Gufu, we only find its asr from a Mayim. But from Megashamim, from a Kilim, which is a big tircha, Lamais it's asr. So Nichush blives like Ashkas Mayim from Megashamim and Kilim. So that's very interesting. So the Dva is Mavur that this Isser of being Mashka from a Kilin and Mega Shamim doesn't only apply to Cholamayit, it also applies to Shvius. By Cholamayit, we have a klal. In order to be Mutti, you need two things, the Mishnah says. That's what the Gemara explained in the Beis Zamanal. You need it should be a Pseida, and even Pseida is only Mutti when there's not an excessive Tircha. Zagdu Dva, the same thing is true by Shvius, and that's how he answers the Kasham. Why Menachesh is also by Shvius? Because Menachesh is excessive tircha. He says Yesh Mefarshim that Menachesh is only also by a Beis Habal, just like Ashkas Mayim Lizrom. But he says Loinar. He doesn't like it. He thinks it's a Dachik. But Lamaisa other Rishonim, the Meiri on the Mishnah and the Muki Yosef on the Mishnah say Mefurish that it says that you can't use a Kilo and a Mega Shom is only going back on Cholamayid. On Shvius is no Issa Tircha. And then mashma like this, Shvius, you need Pseida. If you don't have Pseida, be us on Shvius. But there's no Issa Tircha. Once it's Pseida, Cholamayit is an Issa of Tircha, even by Pseida they weren't mad to Tircha, Shvius is no Issa Tircha. So this is a big shayla in Hilchas Shmita. Are you allowed to be mashka a beis shlachim on shmita from mekilin to megasham? On Chol HaMoed, did not. On shmita, are you allowed or not? The Ritva says you're not, but the Muki Yosef and the Meimi, and we have also Rashi Ksavyan on the Mishnah. Rashi Ksavyan on the Mishnah also is Mefurish. We have also like the Meimi and Muki Yosef that it's mutter on shvius. Also, the Rambam was a mechalik. The Rambam says you can mashke beis shlachim by shvius. He doesn't mention anything about from a mayin or from a kilein. So the Rambam mechayes a furish that way, and the Chazanish paskes that way. And Simon Tazayin Sivkat Nidalad, and Simon Chafal Sivkat Nidzayin. Reb Chaim Kanevsky brings this down in Derech Emunah on the Rambam Sivkat and Samach Tes, and he writes the Ritva is machmir, but we paskin it's mutter. Now the Meisir of Kuk, the Magi and the Ritva there, asked on the Ritva, the Chayri Shalmi is Mefurish that way. The Shalmi both here and in Shvius asked this for Akasha. How come by Chol HaMoed is an Issa of Kilan and Mega Shaman, and by Shvius is not? And the Shalmi says two Terutzim. The first Terutz was, there's no Issa Tircha by Shvius. And the Gemara is Mefurish that way, the Chayri, because the Gemara, we'll see it, the Gemara in the Avdalim and Beis, it says that you can't make an Amma Mitchila by Moed and Shvius. You can't make an irrigation ditch. So the Gemara says like this, Mishlai Mechol HaMoed is Mishum Tircha. But Shvius may Tama. Now, once you're being matter and Shvius to irrigate the fields, why can't you make an irrigation ditch? There's no Issa, it sounds clear, there's no Issa Tircha by Shvius. What's the Gemara Navei Dezer is Mashim Vur that way? That none of the days. Mamish Mefurish, that this Issa Tircha Chol HaMoed, there's no Issa Tircha and Shvius. Chayve Shver in the Ritva, that assumes, both here and on the Mishnah, that there is an issue of kila megasham by shvius, and that's how he explains nichosh. To answer his kasha from why menachesh is us and shvius, mulvadet it means the yesh mefarshim that it's only by sodah beis habal, but I don't understand the kasha that well. The heter of shvius is because of pseida. If you don't water a beis shlachim, that's pseida. Mehecha taste if you don't weed a beis shlachim is pseida. They're the same in the malacha. They're both the malacha vidizrei achayish like Rabbi Yosef. But in the Pseida Shabbai, Mech, they said it the same. A field without water, a Beis HaShlachim is gone. A field without weeding could be just a maila. Shtigl Shver, what the hechrik to the kasha was a field. Balkapanim, what comes out? We have actually even a machlokes if the din by Hashkos Mayim Meshvius is dafka by Beis HaShlachim or even by Beis HaBal. But that's what we're saying. The Pashtus is the Rambam and Taisus and Davav and the days and Kama other Rishainim say it's only Mutta Beis HaShlachim because you need a Pseida. Mashengim Beis HaBal. But there is the Rav and Taisus B'Shem Rashi and the Mishnah that says that even Beis HaBal is Mutter. But then we have, when you have a Beis HaShlachim by Chol HaMoed, there's an Isser from Mekilain and Megasham when it's a Tircha. And the Ritva assumes that Isser applies by Shemitah also. But Kama Rishainim, Luki Yosef, the Ritva, the Muki Yosef, the Meiri, and the Rambam are all clear that you don't have the Isser of Kilayin by Shemitah, and the Yerushalmi, and also a couple of Bavli's Mashma, is Mechal no Isser Tircha by Shemitah. You need Pseida, otherwise there's an Isser, they're abundant of these Avedis Akarka, but once you have Pseida, they didn't make an Isser Tircha by Shemitah. Isser Tircha by Mechal Amayit. Okay, let's go back to Abyssal. The Gemara and Estira, about being mekashkish, about hoeing the ground around the trees. That one brisa said it's mutter, and one brisa said it's aser. So Gemara said it teretz. There's two types of kishkushe. There's two types of hoeing. Chanev rui ilana. One is to make the ilan stronger. The chad stume pili. One is to fill in the cracks of the ilan. If rui ilana, if it makes the ilan stronger, it's aser. Stume pili is shari. If it fills in the cracks, it's mutter. So Rashi says, what's the chilik? Because Rashi says, stumei pili is a pseida. Stumei pili, shem sadim, mekam shilin shari, this may be shem pseida. And it was really, it's the same malacha, but when it's necessary simply for every lana to make it better, so then you don't have a heter. When it's stumei pili, meaning it's otherwise, the ilan's going to get damaged, so then you have a heter of pseida. So the Karenari says, the interesting are, he says, that would be a good teres according to Rava. Rava holds all these things that the Ravanan. And male the rabbanu will make it b'shem seida, and that's why yamashke beis shlachin. So mamela, you can make this chilik if one baisha says it's aser, one baisha says mutter. It depends if this pseida it's mutter. If there's no pseida it's aser. But according to Abaya, the baishas are discussing in the raisa to get in. Right? So midaraisa, there wouldn't be a chil between evruy elana and stume pili. It's only a chilek derabban and not pseida. So how would Abaye answer the steer in the braces? As a effect, the carinayim. So he brings the Ritva says no, that the chil between Ivri Elone and Stumei Pili is a different type of kishkush. Ivri Elone happens to be an Aveda, Stumei Pili is Stam, you're filling in the cracks, it's not an Aveda b'chlal. And that would be according to Abaye. But then he says another channel, P, another Ritva. The Ritva says, the whole Gemara's kasha was only according to Rava. Because according to Rava, the Bryce is saying, and this is the Rabbana, and this Bryce is saying that it's Mutter. Samela, the whole Bryce means an Issa Min Rabbana, and this Bryce is saying it's Mutter. So you have a Shaila, is a Mutter, is an Aser. So that the answer is, Chilik Stume Pili and Avri Elona, and Rashi learns is the Skilik of this Pseida. But according to Abaya, the Bryce that says that it's Mutter could mean that it's Mutter Midaraisa. The Bryce that says, Vashvius Lishvitanu Natashta, that you Natashta from Mekashkishin, you could learn that it means Midarabanan, and it's an Asmachta. That's what the Ritva says. So according to Abaya, the whole kash is not shver. It could mean the Bryce that says it's Mutter means Mutter Midaraisa. The Bryce that says it's Asim is Asim Midarabanan. So Mel, if you learn that way, you can learn like Rashi. There's no chiluk in the malacha. But according to Abaya, anyway, it's not shver. Midaraisa, it's Asim Midarabanan, it's Mutter. Rav and holds that everything is the Rabbanan, so what is it? Is it Asir or Mutter? So then the Gemara's Mechadish depends. There's two types. One is a Pseidon, it's Mutter. One is no Pseidon, it's Asir. But according to Abaya, the Bryce that says that's Mutter means it's Mutter in the Raisa. The Bryce that says it's Asir means Asir in the Rabbanan, so you don't have the cash in the first place.